Welcome in to the Red Velvet Cake Studios. The one and only Eric Benet has joined us.
Yes!
What's up? What's up?
Hey, what's really going on, man?
Man, it feels good, man. I'm feeling good.
You're looking good, too. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, I knew that was a start. I knew that right there. She's been geared up, man, all weekend. Like, she didn't sleep all weekend.
I have not had a wake of sleep.
Well, neither have I, actually.
You've been very busy with the new CD that dropped like a week ago today.
Yeah.
In stores now. It's called The One.
The One, and it is an independent release. It's my own record label, Jordan House Records.
Good for you.
So, being that enterprising black man.
Yeah, you know, you're single, Harriet Jones.
Are you feeling it?
Yes.
I'm feeling Harriet Jones.
Thank you.
How did you come up with the title, Harriet Jones? And who is Harriet?
It was just one of those things where I came up with this idea for the melody and the groove. And, you know, when you write songs, it's just like waking up from a dream so you don't forget the dream. You got to write it down right away. It's the same kind of thing with songwriting. What you talking about, Jim?
He just has to write down names of women that he's with.
You forget. But so I wouldn't forget the groove, I just started singing Swing Low Sweet Chariot. You know? And then that just kind of stuck. So I just thought, well, you know, let me think of a girl's name that rhymes with Chariot, because I'm kind of liking this vibe right here.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
Work, man. Yeah. You know, your music is so, I think it's therapy. You know, a lot of things that brothers and sisters are going through.
Yeah, man.
When they hear your songs, I think it kind of addresses their problem. It really helps them out.
Yeah, man. I mean, I like to write from a very, like, honest and, you know, that place where it's difficult to share with your friends, the place where it's difficult to talk about. That's the best place to get the songs from, because it's like you said, then you can reach people in that emotional place.
Now, what about when you're in such a happy place like you are now? I mean, you're married, you have this brand new baby, you have your older baby, as you say, and your music and everything. Is it easier or more difficult to write when you have?
No, it's like it's just you know, it's like when you're in this really happy place, you can just think back upon those times. How did you get there?
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
You got to the happy place through, you know, some pain, some falling on your face, but then you know, so.
Some peaks and valleys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The well is deep.
Our studio guest, Eric Benet, The One is the CD, is in stores now. Did you write everything on this new CD, Eric?
This time around, I did. I wrote it and co-wrote it with, I got my band involved with the writing process. You know, we would just like get in a rehearsal studio and we would just come up with different vibes. And, you know, it was great. It was, the whole writing process was wonderful for this one.
I am so impressed with the father-daughter collaboration, you and your daughter, India.
India is singing on that song.
That song,
man.
Music.
Yeah, the song is called Music, and we pretty much equate our relationship with each other about how important and how music feels
you
to us.
Just like music in
the life. Y'all doing it on this one, Eric.
She's singing.
It seems like when I saw India for the very first time, when I met you, she seemed like she was like 6 or 7 years old.
Right.
And now how old is she?
She's 20.
Shut your mouth.
She's 20.
I'll push you down. I'll
push you down. She is 20 years old, man. I got to pinch myself every now and then.
Man. Now, you and wifey, Manuela, y'all been married how long now?
Well, it's going to be a year come the end of July.
Congratulations.
Really happy for you, Eric.
It's a Hollywood record.
Happy.
And I've always wanted to know this about, you know, the crooners, the brothers that can bring it that romantic type music. Do you put your own music on when, like, you and Manuela are getting
in? Hell no. that's the last thing I want to hear.
Hear me, baby.
Right.
Who works for you? Who do you listen to?
Oh, man. Usually when I listen to music, I like to hear like old, old jazz. Like,
okay.
I listen to Coltrane or
something
like that.
Okay.
You know, or, you know, when I just want to get in the mood, I listen to the classics like Earth, Wind & Fire or Al Green.
Gotcha.
That is awesome right there, Eric. Now, when you're writing your songs, is there a special room you go to be able to get your thoughts together and be able to put everything down on paper?
Well, it's interesting because the musical part of writing it's almost like effortless. Like, that can come anywhere. But the lyrical part, I just have to go sequester myself off somewhere where there's nobody and where I can just sit and zone out and be by myself for a little while. This is like this house, this room in the house I like to use, and it's just kind of quiet and
yeah,
meditative.
Jay does that too, except it's called the bathroom.
That's some brilliant
murder.
There's some brilliant ideas. Thank you, Jay. There's some brilliant stuff that comes out. Well,
it's
some nasty stuff too.
Eric Benet, our special in-studio guest. He's going to be performing at the top of the hour right here in the Red Velvet Cake Studios. The One is his new CD.
Mm-hmm. My own record label.
In stores right now. 11 minutes before the hour. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. This is Skip Murphy with Sybil and Jay.
Skip Murphy.
That well-deserved R&R. Mr. Muffy, as you say, huh?
Skip Murphy's in the house.
But the man is in the house. Eric Benet has joined us on the show.
What's up?
Woo! You know what? I'm telling you what, Eric. I don't know what it is. Maybe you can make a statement to everybody now, but I'm tired of walking through the mall and sometimes people mistake me for you.
I know, man. Uh-huh. It's the same, like, everywhere I go, people come up to me and it's like, Mr. Muffy, Mr. Muffy.
I want to know what mall you're going to.
You don't need to know that.
Well, Skip Muffy.
As cute as you are, Skip. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, but you know what? Eric's CD, The One, is available for you. It's in stores right now.
Gotta get it.
Do people come up to you, Eric, and like make intimate comments saying like what your song has done for them? Or
that's the best. Those are the best compliments in the world. Yeah. I get those all the time. It's like,
you get that on, you know, I tell that thing. Okay, all right. Okay, I gotta go.
I get those too, right. and I appreciate those too.
Am I the only one that wants chocolate legs played at my wedding? Am I the only one that just wants that? Really?
I don't think so. You can have a whole chocolate theme.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Can have all the bridesmaids have, like, you know.
You got this all worked
mini,
out.
Mini skirts so you can see their legs.
Chocolate legs marching down the aisle. Yeah.
You can work that out.
Yeah, okay.
I remember your last CD, and sometimes I cry how Lil Wayne was so obsessed with your song there.
Yeah, absolutely. He was really touched by that particular song, and that's why on this album, I have this song called Redbone Girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I needed somebody to drop a verse, so I immediately thought of Weezy and let him hear the track. And
next
he loved
time
it,
you had trouble, I'm right here, man.
Oh, yeah. You
get in the restroom, but
he can murder a hit for you.
You can flow like that. Yeah.
There's that Redbone Girl. You know, and by way of Twitter, that's how I realized you had some of the great artists, because your Twitter, when people are following you on Twitter.
Yeah, man.
Man, you keep us informed and let us know what's going on.
Man, I got to. I love that about Twitter. You know, just staying in touch. At E Benet, get at me. EBENET.
Yeah, your last city, you had Eddie LaVert.
I did. Eddie LaVert on the song.
I love that song.
On a song,
man,
called Paid. That's right, man. Thank you.
Man, I love
that. Man, I loved working with Eddie LaVert. That was a dream come true. A
lot of cussing going on, wasn't it?
You know there was.
A lot of stories.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stories.
Can we get to the song, please?
I know, right? That was great.
On this new CD, though, I think Real Love is probably my favorite, Eric.
You feeling that?
Tell us about Real Love.
Real Love is just a song about my wife and I, you know, just getting to that point. There it is. Yeah, that's all about us.
Yeah, man. That is working for me right there.
I
appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
What's wifey Manuela got planned for you for Father's Day?
You got a big one coming up, right?
Yeah, she always has something like extravagant. She's the planner. So, I don't know. She's going to surprise me with something. It's going to be lovely, whatever it is.
Oh, that's nice.
Something I'm going to, after it's over, it's like, dang, I got to think of something like that for Mother's Day.
Right. And you got to start working now. Right?
Shoot. I better recruit Martha Stewart or somebody.
Eric Benet, what's your touring schedule looking like?
Well, I'm about to be busy. The amazing Lettucey and I are going to go on tour from June 24th to August 5th.
Whoa.
And you need to catch that show because she is phenomenal. And if I do say so myself, I'm the bomb too.
Okay.
Come to my website, ericbenet.net, and you can get all the tour dates and information. So come check us out.
Yeah, you are an incredible lyricist, and your writing It just blows me away. And I know the way you put together music, Quincy Jones is like a mentor to you.
Oh, absolutely.
What's Q think of this project?
Oh, man. He tweeted me the other day. He was just like, he's
Quincy
like,
Jones and you are tweeting. Yeah.
Well, he's, you know, I mean, I don't mean to name drop or nothing like that, but yeah, you know, Quincy Jones be tweeting me.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing else to do, man.
Stop.
Don't talk about Q like that, man. No, but that's another one. I mean, just being able to sit up with him and hear the stories and the lessons and the wisdom and the, oh man, that's amazing.
Do you have anybody else on your wish list that you would like to work with?
J. Anthony Brown. I've been hoping to get in the studio because he did a cover of one of my songs, Chocolate Legs, a little while ago.
Yes, he did.
I want to do something with, I always wanted to do something with Stevie or Aretha or...
I can't believe you don't work with those people.
I know, right? Yeah. What the hell? Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It really is.
What the hell?
What the hell?
And on the real, what is coming is a live performance here in the Red Velvet Cake Studios from the one and only Eric Benet. Got a couple of songs he's going to lay down for you. Don't miss out on the TJMS. It is 1 minute, 1 minute past the hour of the Tom Joyner Morning Show. This is Skip Murphy in for the Vacationing Tom with Sybil and Jay and our special guest, Eric Benet. And as a matter of fact, we have 25 copies of Eric Benet's new CD in stores now. It's called The One, and we've got 25 copies for the Text Tom Club members. The in-studio jam is brought to you by the 2012 Camry. Everything you love, nothing you expect. Toyota, that's moving forward. Right now, as we move forward, live inside the Red Velvet Cake Studios, here he is, Mr. Eric Benet.
We're just thrown away. I'm finally getting back to what I used to be. Shared my pain with my family. Think I'm on my way. I can sleep at night. I don't reach for you when I wake up. But it's taking some time. I can live my life without praying that we could make up. I'm moving on, I'm feeling strong and shy, but sometimes I cry. When I'm all alone with this heart of mine, you're moving in with someone new. I hope all your dreams come true and you'll both be happy. Yeah. Been long enough for me to take a look around. Met a girl, we've been hanging out. She's been good for me. But when we're making love, she don't take me there to. And it hurts when I love, when I love, babe. Help me understand how to push you out. Forget
That's a workout right there.
What's she gonna do now?
I know some of y'all are listening like, you woke me up, Eric.
Now I gotta go back to the house.
I think what we're gonna do now is we're gonna do the single off the one. It's called Harriet Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And tell me if y'all like this right here. Harriet Jones.
Would you listen, Miss Jones? Let me please come home, yeah. Please, baby, see, I was a fool, that's plain to see, 'cause I had it all when you were with me. One little trip that brought my fall, and one little girl that started. Shut up and strong. I got no right to be here on my knees, but my sweet Harriet Jones, I'm begging you, please, girl, swing low. Yeah, baby, won't you let me come home? Yeah,
swing low,
swing it on back, baby.
Baby, won't you let me come home?
See, was doing so good with this monogamy, and see these pretty young girls, they won't let me be. Since losing your love, I'm such a better man, and if you let me come home, I swear you'll understand. Right now I spend all my nights sitting here alone, just drinking this wine, missing our happy home. To break it all down, I guess I'm trying to say, some people gotta lose it all till they appreciate. You're my best friend. Give my love and all the try.
baby, please let me come home. Oh, my Harriet Jones, baby, please.
There you have it, the incomparable Eric Benet, live in the Red Velvet Cake Studios. You know, you got a lot of ladies running down to get their name changed to Harriet Jones today. You realize that, don't you?
That name's sexy again.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Eric, we thank you so much.